Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2064, 3 Exercises for Weight Loss by Rachel Trotta of RachelTrotta.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best health and fitness blogs anywhere. And we're going to jump right into today's post and start optimizing your life. 3 Exercises for Weight Loss by Rachel Trotta of RachelTrotta.com. If you have a weight loss goal and you're doing lots of high-intensity exercises like running, squat jumps, burpees, mountain climbers, and more, then put down your high-intensity interval training timer and please listen carefully. Feeling super beat up, sweaty, exhausted, or fried after workouts is not a good indicator that you're using the right exercises for weight loss. Instead, you might just be fatiguing your central nervous system to the max, predisposing yourself to injury, and not setting yourself up for positive body composition change. When it comes to weight loss, we've probably all heard the joke that the best exercise is 1 rep of pushing your chair away from the table. But while nutrition plays an important role in fat loss, I constantly tell my clients that exercise cannot be overlooked. Research shows that a huge part of weight loss maintenance, meaning keeping the lost weight off, is exercise. But this doesn't work for people if, in the process of weight loss, they over-exercise in a way that they can't possibly keep up long term. We have to make sure that the habits we're forming are sustainable. In today's blog post, I'm going to share with you 3 types of exercises that will give you the most bang for your buck over the long haul so that you don't have to be chained to a treadmill to keep the weight off once you've lost it. These exercises will promote muscle gain and fat loss while avoiding overstressing the nervous system and connective tissues in the body. Here we go. Exercise number 1, walking. Walking and other forms of low-intensity cardio movement that you enjoy are powerful agents of change. Walking seems like such a humble activity that's easily overlooked as an effective fat loss strategy, but it's incredibly potent. Because walking is de-stressing, it doesn't place the same tax on the body for recovery that running does. This means that you can do more of it without predisposing yourself to injury, excessive food cravings, hormonal imbalances, or to weight loss plateaus. But it has many of the benefits of more intense cardio, like improved blood sugar. Plus, walking is something that most people generally enjoy. It's something that's often easy to organically weave into your daily life. It doesn't require special equipment or gear. It can be done in many different situations. I highly recommend walking 30 minutes per day. Exercise number 2, compound lifts like squats. Heavy or heavier compound exercises like squats, deadlifts, pull-ups, bench presses, and push-ups test your maximal strength. When you do an exercise that pushes you to the edge for a short amount of time, for just 3 to 5 reps, for example, your body releases hormones that encourage you to burn belly fat. The definition of a compound lift is one that uses several different muscle groups or joint areas at the same time. These exercises engage your whole body, even if it seems like you're only working one part of your body. For example, when you do a squat, you're not just working your legs. Your hips, knees, and ankles all move in tandem, and your core has to maintain good posture. The heavier the load you place on yourself during the squat, the harder all these muscles have to work. This is good because if you have a weight loss goal, you definitely want lots of large muscle groups working hard when you lift weights. Big muscles like the glutes, the quads, and lats expend a lot of energy during heavy lifts. Doing bicep curls simply can't compare. This doesn't mean you can't work out at home with dumbbells, but I recommend buying dumbbells or kettlebells that are heavy enough to provide this stimulus. By lifting weights outside your comfort zone, but not totally zapping your endurance and control, you can effectively harness your body's willingness to build muscle and burn fat. And exercise number 3, single leg exercises. Finally, the third type of movement I would emphasize in a fat loss program is single leg work. To piggyback on the last point, we get more metabolic bang for our buck when large muscle groups are utilized. You don't necessarily need to exercise until you're completely exhausted, but it helps with weight loss if larger muscles are being pushed. Single leg exercises are absolute gold for this because they split up which leg is handling the weight or the challenge and makes those big muscle groups like glutes and quads work almost twice as hard. Weighted exercises like lunges, split squats, Bulgarian split squats, side squats, curtsy lunges, pistol squats, skater squats, and more all deliver a tremendous challenge to the body and pay noticeable dividends in body composition. Plus, single leg exercises are very practical for home workouts where your equipment might be more limited. How to apply this? An example workout could look like this. Compound lift, barbell or heavy dumbbell or heavy kettlebell squats, 3 to 4 sets of 5 reps after warm-up sets. Single leg exercise, alternating side squats, 3 to 4 sets of 8 reps per side. A few more exercises like rows, chest presses, leg extensions, and so on, all in the 8 to 15 rep range would be next. And then walking. Finish with 20 minutes of very high incline walking. Of course, the secret ingredient is consistency and repetition. A word of advice. If you're aiming for weight loss and you're making the wise decision to incorporate exercise into your efforts, I can't recommend highly enough that you loosen your expectations of specific weight loss goals. I frequently talk about this with clients. What we want is more muscle, less fat, better function, and improved health. There is no magic to achieving a highly specific number on the scale. It's better to lose a modest amount of weight and keep it off than to lose an aggressive amount of weight and struggle to maintain your new weight. If you strength train at least twice a week, but more like 3 to 4 times a week regularly, walk daily, improve your eating habits, and straighten out self-care routines like sleep and de-stressing, your body will likely settle at a weight that's ideal for you. You just listened to the post titled 3 Exercises for Weight Loss by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Rachel, mentioned that big muscles found in the legs and back burn a lot of calories, especially when you lift heavier weights. But there's an added bonus to this. Muscles tend to burn more calories than other types of cells, like fat cells, So when big muscles get even bigger, they'll burn more calories, not only during your workout, but all the time, like when you're asleep, when you're answering emails, all the time. If you're burning more calories all the time, managing how many calories you're consuming, and staying consistent, this will likely make weight loss that much easier and make weight maintenance that much easier. All right, that should do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great start to your week. And I'll see you on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.